I was looking for a new mentor, and then I began to work with you and slowly sort of unraveling the parts of myself that were still keeping me stuck and still keeping me scared to leave the Bay Area and scared to actualize this vision that I had to be a location-independent business, to believe that it was possible for me to run my business from anywhere. And I've slowly been able to work up the courage to leave my security and my stability and my community that I've been with for the last 8 years and to spread my wings and fly and come to the very first city that I ever really wanted to check out, Berlin. And so here I am. And that journey was, I'd say the vision started maybe about 4 years ago. And I've been working with coaches and building my coaching business for the last 2.5 or so years. The people that we meet in life, it's not a coincidence when we meet someone, you know. And the people that really touch you are the people, you know, that you feel inspired by, are the people that you want to follow. And I always encourage people, like, trust your intuition when you feel resonance with a person, like, connect with them, see what's there, see what's in that relationship. And when I first met you, of course, you were doing the money mindset work, and you spoke so vulnerably about your story and how you came to, you know, work your way out of being, you know, a sort of like a starving artist. And I really resonated with that too. I'm not a starving art. I wasn't a starving artist, but I'm like a nonprofit sort of like a starving artist in a way. And you spoke as if, you know, you were already a millionaire, and that really resonated with me. And so I just, you know, kept following you. I did your entry program. And then, you know, it was just, it became clear over time that it was just like the timing and everything. Like, the dream had happened right before your program was starting, and I reached out to you. You invited me into the call. So it was sort of like this listening. It was just a quiet, that's why I help people slow down, because that deep listening that we need to do, it's like, it's sometimes so obvious, the path that we're meant to follow, but we don't trust it. But in this that moment, it was just so obvious that I was meant to be working with you.
It's such a pearl that you just dropped, which is sometimes we know and we don't trust it, because that's such a big piece of the mindset, is we actually trust the part of ourselves that's untrustworthy. Right? The part that says, oh, you can't do that, that's a bad idea, you shouldn't do that, you can't make that much money. And we don't trust the part that is trustworthy, which is the spirit. So that's an awesome pearl that you just dropped. Thank you for that. What was your biggest challenge when you started with me?
Oh, well, I think just really a lot of the things you talk about, where we identify with these old patterns, we identify with these ways that we sell ourselves short. We create all kinds of the way you talk about it with the brain, we have all these neural pathways of these stories about who we are that we've created in our mind. And so for me, I had all these sort of limiting stories about, you know, that I wasn't working hard enough, that I was, you know, kind of lazy, that I needed to do things a certain way, that, you know, just that all kinds of ways that I just, all these different stories that I believe based on the story that I had been repeating to myself over and over and over and over again, until I learned that, hello, you can recreate that story and tell a new story. We get to do that. You know,
and so what's your new story? Because your new story is really awesome. So let people know, like, just give us a little window into the life that you are now, the abundance that you are experiencing in so many little and big ways.
The story that I'm telling now was always, it was a quieter voice. It was the voice that was quieter, you know, it was the one that I wasn't slowing down and listening to, like, or it just, it wasn't the prominent voice, but I always knew it was there. It's this voice of, you know, everything is energy, and we live in sort of a magical universe, and the people that we meet and the connections that we make and the intentions that we put out and we focus on do manifest. It's all these, it's just patterns, and it's like, and when we listen into our vision and we write things down and we focus on really what we're dreaming into creating, then nothing else matters. You know, like all the doubts, all the fears, anything that's in the way of us believing in what we really desire to create and have, is it's all noise, static. When we focus on the things that bring us joy, when we focus on and get clear on what we really want to create, and we start to see the patterns and the people we're meeting and the doors that are opening, it becomes easier. And it becomes more easeful, you know? And I always knew that this was possible, but I kept listening to those old stories, and I sort of like energetically was trusting those old stories and just feeling the feelings, the negative feelings, the difficult feelings of being with those limiting stories. And it felt really shitty, to be honest.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It felt really crappy, and I didn't really know how to get out of it. I was sort of stuck in my own limiting stories, and it was just like comfortable. I was really comfortable with my disappointment and like my sort of lack mindset.
That's the thing. It becomes so comfortable, right? The uncomfortable becomes so comfortable. And we can hear in your voice that you're just like totally on fire now. I want to ask you, what advice would you give to other women who are spiritual and entrepreneurial? They're like you were, stuck in the old story, trusting the old story, believing the old story without realizing that there was another way, and they're feeling stuck and limited, and they really want to break free. What's your best advice to other women who are where you were when we started?
Oh, well, number one, to work with a mentor, somebody who will not let you repeat the patterns. You cannot see the forest for the trees. It is too hard to get yourself out of it. So my number one advice to every single person in the world is always have a mentor or a coach, somebody who will reflect back to you your potential and share with you what they see that you are repeating so that you can get out of it, because you really can't see the forest for the trees. So that's my number one advice, you know, or my number one thing that I really believe we all need a mentor and a coach to help us to hold that next level vision with us and co-create it. And then in addition to that, because I think that one's just kind of obvious, I think it's just continue to show up, continue to believe, even if that voice is really small, even that voice of like, it's possible is really like soft, just continue to believe it, continue to like give it space. And the more you show up and continue to like, you know, even if you resist all your practices, you don't want to do a freaking morning practice, you don't want to journal, you don't want to do all the things, you know, do one small thing every day, you know, just to remind yourself of your greatness. And slowly, slowly, but surely you'll want to do it more because you see that it feels good. And take a risk, because nothing happens without taking a risk. Like, even if it feels like you're going to die, take a freaking risk, because once you take it and do it with a cause and intention, because once you take that risk and you do with an intention, you're going to see that you'll be just fine if you take that risk, whether it's a financial risk or whether it's like, I don't know, leaving a job or whatever it is, you're going to see that like you will not progress without taking that risk. You'll continue to stay in your comfort zone if you don't take the risk. So take the frickin' risk, whatever it is for you, take it. I think the biggest risk I took this year was like leaving my life in the Bay Area. It took me so long. I've wanted to do it for so long. That's why I haven't done it for so long. And it doesn't seem like that much of a risk, but it is. I left all my security, all my comfort, all of my community. I left almost everything behind me, except for me, my business, and like working with this group, you know, and that's it. I left all of my security and my comforts back in the States, and I came to Berlin because I knew that my heart wanted me to have an adventure and live in a new place, and it's been wonderful. It's been really inspiring. We think we need all the things, you know, before we go. We prepare, you know, so, you know, I did like an energy medicine program because I was like, well, I want to prepare my body and my spirit and have all these tools so that I can like, if I travel, like I can at least like know how to stay in my body and I won't get like lost in the universe. And then, you know, I kept staying longer and longer, like, okay, I need to prepare my business. Now my business has to be in a perfect place before I leave, you know, and that didn't happen either. Like my business wasn't making six figures before I left for Berlin. Right. So like I had all these things, like I had to have all these things in place and prepare for me to go. And the reality is that I just had to go. And the security that I have now is what I can see as the courage to be me, the courage to have a little bit of instability for a minute and feel that and see that it's okay. I'm still alive. Actually, my business is doing really well. Actually, I'm feeling super inspired. You know, nothing has really been taken away from me. I'm actually happier because I followed my heart. And there was a moment, there was a period of grief when I was leaving the Bay Area. There was a period of grief and sadness and fear. But now that I've come here and seen like, oh, it wasn't really that bad. And I can feel this new sense of security just that in myself. You know, I don't need all the things to be, I don't need to prepare. I am so prepared for life.